Beth, the child of Mary and her sister Martha. It was told that Mary, which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.
All right, yeah.
When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. 7. Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. So they had been there before. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews have laid out to stone thee. Go again thou hither again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in day, he stumble, not because he sees the light of the world. But if any man walk in the night, he stumble because there is no light on him. Now drop down to verse 18. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to comfort Martha and Mary, to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here,
my brother had not died.
But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of thee, God will give it thee. And Jesus answered her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection and the last day. 25 and 26, well, I'll read for time's sake. Jesus said unto him, I am the resurrection
and the life.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead,
yet shall he live.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, but he thou didst. You may be seated. In the presence of the Lord. The flower will fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
To God be the glory, to the head of my life, to the pastors that on the pulpit with me, that share the burden of preaching the gospel, Reverend Freya, Reverend Carter, to my wife, Sister Stevenson, and to the president of the choir, Sister Pat Hill, and to Sister Gloria, of the piano player, and all that make up this body of believers. We are baptized believers in Christ. Amen. To the deacons, Deacon Dow, to Deacon Sylvester, to all that's here, I say Happy New Year.
Amen.
To the congregation, Happy New Year. We didn't have to get over here, but God brought us over here.
Thank you.
Okay. We had watch night, and I want to again say thank all of you all for coming out.
Yeah, that was
watch
sweet.
Night.
That was sweet.
Brother Stevenson and his wife and all that here
Amen.
That came out.
Amen.
Sister, back here. My name is. Yeah, thank God for her. I didn't know she was out there. I just preached. I didn't know. But and Sister, I didn't know they was out there. They could have came up in the choir and sung. But we had a good time that night.
Yeah,
I just want to thank God for everybody. I didn't give nobody out. Watch night. That's what it was about, watch night. The slaves were praying to God, and they was asking God for deliverance, and they was asking God for a change. And it was around that time of the night when they began to pray to God late at night. And it was at 12 o'clock, but we don't have 12 o'clock, so it's more good. The times are so terrible now, and they're shooting, and they'll shoot you if you don't get no way. Amen.
All right.
Amen. So I want to pin this here. I am the resurrection.
Oh.
That's what we're talking about. I am to the bereaved families of this church. God is telling you, I am the resurrection. And if you want to live right, you will see them again. Amen. A lot of people talk about, well, we don't know. Some people don't believe there's life after death. But let me tell you something. You better read your Bible. Because that's the only beginning when death comes. So I'm just saying to what God is saying, there is life after death. You may not believe it, but you need to study your Bible. Because the Bible is something that's basic instructions for leaving this world. Now as I get the text. Now as we look here, we see that Lazarus was Jesus' friend.
Yeah.
I have a song, I say, oh, what a friend
we have in Jesus. Yeah,
as Reverend Carl was saying, the old folks used to sing that song back in the day.
I
wasn't even the Lord then. I was doing my thing and all that, but I used to hear that song on the radio. Oh, what a friend
we have in Jesus.
All of our sins to bear. You know, sin is a, as we was talking about in Sunday school, sin is a terrible disease.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it will separate you from God.
Yeah,
you can't live no any kind of way in talking about you as a child of God. You got to live a certain way. And God will bless you if you're trying to do what he said. You ain't perfect because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And then Romans 6:23 say, for the wages of sin is death.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen. I already preached this morning, but I'm preaching again. I'm trying to tell you, when you work for the Lord, that's the best man you can work for. Now, next week, we're going back to them singular jobs. You know, we've been off 2 weeks, and we're going back to schools, we're going back to college and all this kind of stuff, and the devil going to be right there waiting on us Christian folks. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says in his word in James 4:7, therefore resist the devil, and he will flee.
James 4:7.
Right in your Bible.
Hey, what
I'm trying to say is this is something I didn't want to preach. But God said preach this. And I'm just standing on God's word. And I'm standing in his shoes. God speaking to somebody this morning that, to tell you that to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know death comes and it's going to come to all of us because the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after the judgment. I don't care if 120 years old. Methuselah was 970 years old. And guess what?
He had to die.
Yes.
Ain't that so?
Yeah,
he had to die. 900 and some years old. Noah was 500 some years old. God told him to get off. He tried. He tore out. So what I'm trying to say is, we preparing our funeral every day. Even though I know we hate to let them go, but the Bible says 70, and by reason of score, 80. I had another sister to die, Miss Grace, out in the Sonya Quarters. She passed. She gone on to be with the Lord. And that should tell you some of these young folks that ain't coming to church, hey, let me get it right.
Let me get it right.
I got changed. Let me get closer to God.
Yeah.
I don't care about all that other stuff. That's going to get the way out. But let me get close to God.
So close, I tell you.
Let me show y'all something. I was praying this morning. This day. I was in deep prayer at 5:30 this morning. I'm at 5:30. And I heard a knock on the door. I said, who is it? Disturbed me. I said, Lord, somebody disturbed me from my prayer. But just not know that was God. Because one of my dogs had got loose, and he's a pit bull. Now, what if that dog would have hit somebody? But God, I'm just trying to show you how God is. When you live for him,
right.
When you serve him.
And you can't go wrong, you won't go wrong.
I don't care what nobody says. I'm
wrong.
Trying to serve. Because I want to be in that number. That number that John couldn't count.
Yeah.
That's the number
that
I want.
Number he can't count.
I don't worry about what Tom Dick and Harry say. I ain't fronting on him. I'm just trying to tell you, when you serve the Lord, God will bless you. Yes, he He said, your dog was loose. Ain't nobody but God. That man didn't know me from Adam. But God.
But God.
Oh, y'all not here.
That's right, man. You're right. But God.
Weeping didn't do it for a night.
Joy gonna come in the morning.
As he said, look what it said. Lazarus had him took sick. The Bible said. And Mary, verse 2. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord. Y'all know that Mary was something else. She was something else. Yes, she was. If you go in the 26th chapter of Matthew, she wiped the feet of his hair and poured ointment on his feet. Didn't ain't that what it said? And that what it said right there. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother was sick. Jesus didn't hang out with them so-called dot every eye and cross every teeth. That's why they say, can any good thing come out of
Nazareth? All right, pal. Glory, pal.
I ain't here for no shaking the face. I'm trying to give you the word of God as I'm trying to give myself, because I know the word was going to stand.
Yeah,
no, the Bible said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth going to pass away.
My word going to stand forever.
Well, he taking a lot. But God, let me tell you something. God don't care what we say. He just wants you to know that if any man be in me, let him do your will. And what's the will? The visit of the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions. That's James 1:27. And to keep himself unspotted from his word. James 1:27. Jesus said, but he that do the will of my Father. And in 26, he said, Lord, I want to be closer to you. I want you to use me in your service. I want my worship to be real. I know the 26 is going to bring some trials and tribulations, because the Bible says, these things have I spoken unto you. St. John 16:33. That in me you might have peace. In the world you're going to have trials and tribulation. But be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. We're going to have some trials in 26.
But be of good cheer, he said.
I've overcome the world. God is talking. Not me. This ain't what I wanted to preach. I want to go over tomorrow. And he said, look what he said. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. We know you love Lazarus.
Oh, yeah.
He love us. He loved the bereaved family. Yeah, he loved y'all.
Oh, yeah.
But he said in his word in the beginning, when Adam and Eve bit off that apple, you're going to bring death upon all mankind.
All right.
And that's what happened. That was in the beginning.
Yeah.
You remember the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
We talk about that in Sunday school, don't we?
Yes,
I mean, the Bible, don't we talk about that?
Yeah.
God walked in the cool of the day.
Cool of the day, sure was.
And said, Adam, what about thou? He called him twice. Adam. So that lets me know that they had a relationship.
Yeah.
And that lets me know what 2 + 2 is. I ain't going to y'all intimidated school, but I know what 2 + 2 is. Because I know when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you're going to be intelligent anyway. And I know the Holy Ghost is something that you can't buy with money. You can't buy this with
no money.
God is the one that gives you a gift. Acts 5:32 said, we are witnesses of these things. Yeah, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to him, that obeyed him. You got to obey him.
There you go.
I know death will come upon me.
Yeah.
But I want him to say, Eugene, come on up. You've been faithful a few times.
Rule over men.
I'm going to hear that voice one day. You're going to hear it too one day. You may not be dead tomorrow, but one day. To get right.
Yeah,
we cross over is you getting it right with the law.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Trying to help somebody this morning, let you know that we did some suffering and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do all that. Let me tell you something about them old folk. They had a closer walk
with
the law.
Yes,
let me tell you something. When I was in school, I was making all kind of money, but guess what, Reverend Phil? I still had to go borrow money from mama. And she was on a fixed income. You know what I'm trying to say is, them old folks say a little money from the Lord
gives
a whole lot of weight.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, if you live right, God always bless somebody else to bless you, to bless them. He'll work this in a serious way.
Oh, yeah.
You may not have no money, but God will make sure you got something. You'll touch somebody with help with this. Oh, he's something. He's specialized.
He
specialized in junk. I was done by some junk. Y'all know that. 11 years I've been here at this church. I'm spread away and get all the time. But I got it right now. Why I got it right? Because I don't want death to catch me with my pants down. Death come as a whirlwind. Here today, they say gone tomorrow.
Gone today, don't
but now they say you here today and you gone today.
That's your will.
My good friend Pookie, he gone on. And he wasn't that old. He wasn't old as me. But he kept telling me. He said, Gene, I got to go have a surgery. And I wasn't paying no attention. And the last time he told me that was about October. He was in the hospital. I went and saw him. He said, I knew he was coming. He said, I'm going to Houston to have a major surgery. You know what he said? Pray for me.
Yeah.
He looked me dead in the eye and said, pray for me. But you know what? That wasn't God's will. His will was to come on home. See, we don't know when our last
come
day.
Come on, bro.
We sang the song, I'm going to walk on the streets of Nana. Now, are you ready to do that? That's what Paul said. Paul said, I'm ready to die. For me to die is gain. That's what Paul said. But you ain't Paul, I ain't Paul. I ain't ready to go. But if he called me, I got to.
It's just our earth to have. We just passed through here.
Ain't none of us in y'all be ready to go. I don't be there, no. I'm feeling normal, but I know I ain't ready to go. But I know my soul is in his hands. It ain't in the devil's hand no more. Some people don't even know where they're going. They're not so much cooking stuff, they don't know which way to go. Go left, right, they just, you know, doing all kind of crazy stuff. And I'm trying to tell somebody this morning, Jesus is calling men into his army. And you know, they have a song I say, the army is looking for a few good men. Jesus is looking for a few good men. That will do his will. That will tell women and men, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, that will tell them serving the Lord to pay off after a while. He may not come when you want him to come, but serve the Lord.
He's going to be on time.
I'm just trying to tell you, look, let me tell you something. God is a good God. And God will bless you if you bless the man of God. He said in Genesis 12:3, I think that is, he said, I'm going to bless them. He told Abraham, not Abraham, he told Abraham. He said, I'm going to bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. That's what he said. That's in the Bible. If you go, don't go there. Let me say, when Jesus heard, looking for, said, this sickness, is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. In other words, Jesus saying, I'm glad I wasn't him. Maybe they'll believe me now who I am. But some of them rascals, they're still blind. They still talk about us. Come on, no one on crazy. You know, people talk about you.
Yeah, they talk about
it.
They talk about me downtown. I don't care.
I wouldn't care. Guess what's up happening? They're going to tell you, I'm trying to get you. I need some brain.
Oh,
judges, DAs, all of them. Yeah. I know a lot of stuff, but I don't see that. Because the Bible says, humble is the way.
Yes.
I can't be all cocky and all that, because God can't use me that way. I got to be humble. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's humble then. The Bible says, even Jesus humbled himself, even the death of the cross.
He humbled him.
Philippians 2:8-9. Go read this in your Bible if you throw it out. Yeah. Every knee gonna bow.
And every tongue gonna confess.
And every tongue gonna confess. Yeah. That's what the book say.
Yeah.
I ain't say nothing.
No,
that's what the book say.
It's in that book. You do it right, brother. Every knee gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess.
You can't get this overnight. You gotta be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Right.
The Holy Ghost ain't nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's something. Amen. You're going to get beat down.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you get beat down. Don't play. Let me tell you something.
Right.
Old man scam, he gone be with the Lord. And I was up hooping, preaching. That was about 18 years ago. He said, Stevenson, you sound good. You're a man of God. He said, these are the words he said, and I'm not going to lie on you. He said, you play with marbles. You play with jacks.
All right, man.
You play with pinball and football. He said, brother, don't play with God.
Don't play with God. I know you said it.
Get your man. Go ask him.
I believe that.
Francis.
You don't play with God. No time.
He told me that by 18, 19, he said you can play with marbles.
All that.
You can play with all niggas. Mm-hmm. But don't play with
don't
God.
Play with God. No.
Because God ain't nothing to play with. And then when you come in God's house all any kind of way, well, you repent. That's what I talked about last Sunday. Repent. You know, when you come in God's house, you got to come there a certain way. You can't cuss up in this house here.
Right.
No.
That's right.
You're right, bro. No. It's holy.
It's
holy. Timothy. First Timothy chapter 3:15 says, Thou art to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the pillar ground of truth. That's what Paul was saying. In other words, you got to come to God, so you can't come to God any kind of way. This is a place of healing. This is a place when people are sick, hurting. And like today, people are hurting because they done lost their loved one, but they're going to see them again.
Oh, Lord, that's
what
you make it easy.
No. Mm-hmm. And then it said, what's it? Verse 7. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea. Now, go to the fourth chapter of Luke and the 30th verse. I'm giving it to you. The fourth chapter of Luke and the 30th verse. When they tried to stone him and throw him off a cliff, he went through the fire. Go eat.
Go ahead. That's all right.
So that lets you know right there, whatever Jesus is doing, he ain't worried about them because he don't try to prove nothing to nobody. I ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody. All I'm trying to do is do God's will. That's all. He said to be puffed up and all that little kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? When I went to the game, Friday, the assistant principal of Ash called me to the side and said, Stevenson, you some kind of preacher. You know what I say? Pray for me.
Yeah.
I didn't get puffed
pray
up. I say, pray for me.
That's the right
because
yeah.
I want to continue doing
that
this week.
That
now, I didn't know him.
That's it,
but you know me.
Hey, but you preach that word, somebody don't know it.
So what I'm trying to say is, you just let your light shine. And God's going to do the rest. I thank you, God gonna do the rest. Just let your life shine. Don't be perfect up and big because you're doing it. Something. So what? Great is he that's in you, that's he that's in you. That ain't you doing. It's somebody in you doing it for you.
Amen. You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
That's it.
You're right.
Let me get on. I'm preaching the Lord. Let me go on. Then Martha said in verse 20, she heard that Jesus was coming. He said that two ladies and met him. This is for the bereaves of this church. Mm-hmm. But Mary sat still in the house because she knew who Jesus was. Martha was kind of crumbled and worried and, you know, upset fast. You know, some people like that just get upset.
Yeah.
Huh? But take it. And 21 said, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother
had not died.
If you just been here, Lord, where you been? God is everywhere, I think.
Amen.
God is everywhere. And you know everything. You think you don't know. You think you know yourself, but God know you better than you know yourself. Because he made you. That's what Psalms 100 say, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. Yeah. But back at that say, he made us and not we ourselves. Yeah. In other words, so many years ago, he made you and put you behind in the mother womb and brought you out. I think that's what he did, didn't he?
That's right.
What's up, man?
Yeah, no.
He's a pistol with the beat. He rarely shoot. Look what it said. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, he that believeth in me, do you believe today that Jesus is the Son of the living God? That died on Calvary, rose the third day, took up on the sins of the world, looked in the cup and said, Father, let this cup pass. Do you believe
talked about that in Sunday school when Romans 10:9-10 said that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the... I went through death myself when God called my grandma and my mom. That was... What you talking about? I went through some hard times when God called them on in. They prayed for me when I couldn't, was too stupid to pray for myself. When I couldn't pray for myself, running up down the highway, out down, you all know that. They were praying for me. And I said, Lord, you called me. But just don't know. There's a scripture as I close. And say in Proverbs 16:35. The other way to see right unto me.
So will.
But the end of it. Yeah. Are you listening, Eugene? The ways of God. I know you're going, I know you're young right now. But I'm praying for you. Because the devil is having pitfalls for our children.
Come on,
the devil is trying to do all he can to destroy our children. And I don't want the devil.
You're right, pal. You're all the way right. Lord knows you're right.
Yeah. I want the Lord to destroy my child.
No.
But I'm just saying, Eugene is vulnerable. And children at that age, the devil going to try to spray them away from, you know, the truth.
Yeah.
He'll send that little woman to him, all that old kind of stuff. I'm talking real now. Can I talk real to y'all? Can I preach real? I'm not talking all that foolishness. I'm talking about what's happening every day of our life that you be. What?
You're right, bro.
This thing is real, man. Life is real.
Yeah, it's real.
And we got to be sure and know that, hey, we can't be with our children every day, but we got to pray for them every day. Because the prayer of a righteous man avails
much.
That's our weapon, is prayer. One thing
you
need to know is prayer in your ground. Look what it said. I'm going to close out. Jesus, therefore, 38, groaning in himself, come to the grave, and the grave and the stone was laid upon him. 39, Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, his sister.